我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在阿摩斯书的里边，神向他的百姓说出了非常非常明确的话。
In the book of Amos, that God has spoken some very clear words toward His people.
虽然以色列已经来到被掳前呢，是五十年的光景。
Even though Israel has come to this 40-50 years before captivity,
他们那个属灵的光景仍然是往下掉。
But the spiritual conditions continue to descend.
但是感谢我们的主。
But thank our Lord.
他没有一点放弃以色列的感觉。
That he would not forsake Israel.
虽然他已经宣告他要放弃了。
Even though he has proclaimed that he would forsake.
但是在没有到放弃的那一刻的时候，神还存着一个等待的心，让以色列可以悔改。
But before the very last moment, that the Lord still has this heart so that Israel can repent.
他还兴起先知们来不住的向以色列说了警告的话。
And he raised up the prophets to give Israel warnings.
那我们看到第四章的时候呢
？And when we come to chapter four,
我们就更清楚地看到一个事实。
And we can see this fact even more clearly.
什么事呢
？And what is this fact?
你留意到
？If you take note,
神指出以色列在神面前，他们以神的怒气的那个关键在哪里？
And God pointed out what's the key, what's the critical point that Israel incited God's wrath.
人好像是看以色列民中间那个人与人的那种关系的糟糕。
From man's point of view, they only look at how the relationship between man and man was so bad.
但是神指出他们那是一塌糊涂的事情。
But what God pointed out, what was bad about them.
但神并不重在他们那个行为上的堕落。
He did not focus on the corruption of their behavior.
而不是说神接受他们的堕落。
It's not to say that God has accepted the corruption.
而是说神并不重视他们行为上的那个堕落。
But it's that the God's focus was not on the corruption of the behavior.
神所重视的是他造成他们是。这个堕落的那一个原因。
What God focused on was the reason of the corruption.
许多人很容易就看到表面的现象，他们就抓住表面的现象来说各种各样定罪的话。
Many people would just look at the outward appearance and grab hold of this and to condemn others.
但是神非常严肃的去注意的是
，But what God solemnly focused on was
不是他们做了什么事
，It's not what they have done，
而是为什么他们会做那些事
，But why they did what they did。
当然，他们会做那些事，那些事是不好的事
，And what they did was bad。
但是为什么会做，这个是神所注意的。
But the reason behind why they did all these was what God
focused on. 我们承认我们人看事物就是看表面。
We acknowledge that when we look at things, we look at the surface.
我们可以在那里指责以色列人，你怎么会这样糟糕？你会怎么会做这种事情
？We would say to the Israelites, say that how come you're so bad that you done all these things?
但是神点出他们做了这些事。
But God pointed out what they did.
但神就指出了你们，所以会落到这个光景。因为你们离弃我。
But God pointed out the reason they did all this was because they have forsaken God.
你们并没有让神在他们中间有一个准确的地位。
That they would not let God have the appropriate position among them.
那所以我们看到到了第四章的时候。
So when we come to chapter four,
我们看到神在那里已经宣告神定规要给他们管教了。
That God has proclaimed that he would discipline them.
神要给他们管教。
When God wanted to give them discipline,
神也清楚地告诉他们， 为什么我要给你们警教管教
？And God spoke to them very clearly the reason why He would discipline them.
所以就很清楚，你看到。
So brothers and sisters, you can see very clearly.
神说出了他们一些行为上的不太合宜的事。
That God pointed out some inappropriate behavior.
但神在宣告管教的时候，神不是说因为你们做了这些事，所以我要管教。
But when God proclaimed that He would discipline them, He did not say that because you did this, that's why I have to discipline you.
神是在那里说出，神给他们好多机会要悔改。
God was there to say that He has given them many opportunities to repent.
让他们有许多机会要认识自己走在错谬的路上。
So there are many chances they have to see themselves walking astray.
但是他们不领会。
But they did not understand.
那为什么他们不领会呢？
And why did they not understand?
那回到以色列的身上来的时候，
And we come back to Israel.
神也指出这个问题的严肃。
That God has pointed out the reason.
神说你们用错误的宗教的活动来代替你们对神的那个敬畏。
That God said you have used incorrect religious activities to take over the position of God.
你们以为有一些宗教的活动又在那里献祭，又在那里有聚会，又在那里有什么的啊安排哦，神就悦纳我们。
And God said that you thought you do all kinds of offerings and have gatherings, and you thought that God would accept you that way.
但是神很清楚地告诉他们。
But God spoke to them very clearly.
不做你们所做的全都是宗教的活动。
It's right, all these you have done are religious activities.
但是你们所做的一切的对象错了。
But your object was wrong.
你们所站的那个地位也错了。
And the position you were standing was wrong.
你们并不是站在耶和华的面前。
You did not stand before God.
你们所做的也不是做在神所喜悦的那些 事情的当中。
And what you did wasn't pleasing to God.
不错，你从外面来看。
And it's right that
你看，你留意他看见这里。
From the outside, you can see.
他说啊，他们常去伯特利。
Here it says that they go to Bethel.
他们也常去基甲。
And they go to Gilgal.
每一天早晨就献上祭物。
And they bring the sacrifices every morning.
每三天就献上十分之一。
And the tithes every 3 days.
哦，这个真的是不得了。
And this is a great matter.
不太容易找到那么好像外表有那么虔诚的人。
You cannot find people outwardly so pious.
那如果用人的眼光来看，哎呦，这些人那么虔诚，神不悦纳他们，就实在是没有道理。
And from man's point of view, you would say these people are very pious. It's not reasonable for God not to accept them.
但是神很清楚就告诉他们说。
But God clearly said to them,
你们做这一切，热忱是热忱。
All these you have done, yes, you are very zealous.
但是你却不是根据神。
But it's not based on God.
是根据你们自己。
It's based on yourself.
你们以为这样好，你就这样做。
You thought it was good, then you did it.
但是你们所做的全是神所不能接受的。
But all you did was not accepted by God.
你们把这些个事物作为在神的面前让神欢喜。
And you did all these things thinking that they would please God.
但是你们不考虑一下，你们侍奉对象那个对象是谁？
But you would not consider who are you worshiping.
你们是站在一个什么位置上面来做一些宗教的侍奉的事物？
And what kind of position you're standing on to practice all these religious activities?
这个是以色列人在神面前惹神怒气的那一个点。
And this is the point where Israel was inciting God's wrath.
而且是一个非常根本的一个点。
And this is a very fundamental point.
因为他们在那里拜的，不错，他们说是拜神。
They were there to worship God, it's correct.
但是实际他们是拜金牛犊。
But in the reality, they were worshiping the golden calf.
他们硬要把金牛犊作为耶和华神。
And they used the golden calf to take the place of God.
另外再加上外邦人的巴力。
And also Baal from the Gentiles.
整个以色列在神面前都是落在这样的，挂个名是敬拜耶和华。
And the entire Israel, they only worship God in name.
实际上是在那里拜偶像。
But in reality, they were worshiping
idols. 弟兄姊妹，这种光景是最可怜的。
And this is very pitiful.
那神就一再的指出他们的问题来。
So God time and time again point out the problem.
神明明告诉他们说，你们这样做啊，你越做的多，你就越得罪神。
And God told them very clearly, the more you did, the more you offend God.
所以神就说。
So God said.
我已经定规了。
That I have determined.
用这回头来看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
主耶和华指着自己圣洁启示说，日子快到，人必用钩子把你们将你们钩去，用鱼钩将你们余剩的钩去。
The sovereign Lord has sworn by his holiness, the time will surely come when you will be taken away with hooks, the last of you with fish hooks.
神已经宣告了。
That God has proclaimed.
这个事情一定要发生了。
And this would happen for sure.
现在等候的只不过就是时间上神还存留给他们悔改。
And all that's left is the time that God has left for them to repent.
那么我们就要留意了。
And then let's take note.
神为什么忍耐以色列那么长久？
Why would God have patience for Israel for such a long time?
忍耐到现在，神才宣告那个神要来对付他们。
That he's been patient for so long until now to proclaim that he would deal with them.
从耶罗波安设立金牛犊，一直到现在阿摩斯说话的时刻。
From the time that Jeroboam established the golden calf until now that Amos was speaking,
2-300 years过去了。
It has two to 300 years have passed.
神为什么起头的时候不说这个话？
And why did God not say these words in the beginning?
弟兄姊妹们，我们不能这样说。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot say that.
神从来没有停止过向以色列说话。
That God has never stopped speaking to Israel.
但是问题是以色列人听不进去。
But the problem is the Israelites would not listen.
神一再的向以色列说话。
That God has time and time again spoke to Israel.
神一面兴起先知来对他们说话。
On one hand, God raised up prophets to speak to them.
神也兴起环境来叫他们感到困扰。
And that also he raised up environments to disturb them.
但是他们不领会神的这个心思。
But the people did not understand God's
heart. 主的话他们听不进去。
That they could not listen to the Lord's words.
主手里头所做的他们认为这个是其他什么的理由来发生的。
That the works of Lord, the Lord's hand, they would just make up some other reason.
但是现在神兴起阿摩斯来说话了。
But now God has raised up Amos to speak.
阿摩斯就向他们数算神在你们身上做了什么工。
That Amos now is counting about what God has done among them.
但是你们一点都不领会。
But you do not understand any of it.
那如果我们读阿摩斯书，你读到第四章的时候。
And when you read the book of Amos until chapter 4.
我们会看到第四章是神对以色列的责备的最重的那个部分。
That we can see in chapter 4 that God's rebuke to Israel is the most serious.
已经叫以色列看不到有路可以再走了。
So that Israel cannot see a way out.
除非他们回转回到神的面前。
Unless they repent and turn back to God.
如果他们不回到神的面前的话，他们没有路可以再走了。
If they do not repent and return to God, they have no way out.
那然后，如果我们继续看下去的时候，
and if we continue,
我们看到神如何显明他的那一个管教和鞭打以外，
and we can see besides God's manifestation of His punishment,
神就转了一个方向，向以色列人宣告。
That God has changed the direction and to proclaim to the Israel.
不但是方向转了，
not only was the direction changed,
人内容都转了，
and also the content was changed.
四章是神责备他们的高点。
The chapter 4 is the climax of the God's rebuke.
等到神真的照着他所说的去管教去鞭打他们的时候呢，
and when it comes to God actually punishing them according to His words,
神又给他们说安慰的话，
and God would speak words of comfort to them.
神也把他们带到在管教的里头，仍然看到有指望。
That God would let them see even among punishment, they can see hope.
我们还没有看到那个部分。
And we haven't gone to that part yet.
但是我们看，如果我们只是看到第四章的话
，But if we read chapter 4 in detail,
我们就看到以色列在神的面前没有路走。
That we can see Israel has no way out before God.
以色列的前途已经是非常的暗淡。
That the future of Israel is very dim.
因为神在这里一二三四五的来数算，神怎么跟你们说话，神怎么的在你们身上做工，但是你们仍不归向我。
Because God here was repeating himself time and time again to tell them how he was speaking to them and how he was performing works among them.
那就是如果我们看看神在这里给他们数算的这一部分的事情。
And if we look at how God was counting these facts to them.
头一个神说你们仍不归向我。
And first, God said that you would not return to me.
是让以色列地发生饥荒。
And the first one is to cause famine among Israel.
第二次神说你们仍不归向我。
And the second time when God said you have not returned to me.
因为神让以色列地进入非常的干旱。
That God has caused a drought among the land of Israel.
然后你就看到第三次神说你们仍不归向我的时候。
And the third time when the Lord said you have not returned to me.
他就让他们看见他们整个农作的收成都没有结果。
He caused them to see the harvest went to the drain.
然后你再看到第四个仍不归向我的时候。
And the fourth time when he said, you have not returned to me.
那就是神兴起以色列的四围的仇敌来给他们非常非常难以承担的那种侵害。
That God caused the enemies surrounding Israel to attack them.
然后最末了的那个你们仍不归向我是神就说出我下手下得很重在你们境内有一些个地方他们的那个结果成了索多玛跟俄摩拉
that God, the last time he said you have not returned to me that God said I have my hand so heavy on you that some parts of your country has become like Sodom and Gomorrah
并且在你们中间所受到的那一个敌人给你们的践踏杀害到了一个不能容忍的地步。
And that the trembling, the killing of the enemies upon you is to a point that you cannot bear.
但是你们仍不归向。
But you still would not return to me.
甚至神说的第六个不仍不归向我的时候。
And then the sixth time when God said you have not returned to me.
神说我把你们处理到一个地步。好像在火里头抽出来的一根柴。
And God said that I have dealt with you like you are burning sticks snatched from the fire.
弟兄姊妹可以想象，在火里边抽出一根柴，那一根柴是什么样的
？You can imagine the burning sticks snatched from the fire. What would that stick look like?
按说啊，你在火里头烧起的那些柴啊，早晚就要成灰了。
And you know the sticks that are burning in the fire, sooner or later they will become ashes.
但是在还没有成灰以前，还剩下一点点，你说是柴也好，是炭也好。
And right before they become ashes, that you can say it's a stick or you can say it's ash.
神说我伸手把你抽出来。
And God said, I will snatch you from the fire.
而不让你落到那个彻底的毁灭的那个光景。
So you will not fall into a complete destruction.
我还存留一些个机会。
Then I'll still save you some opportunity.
但是你们还是不领会。
But you continue not to understand.
仍然的不归向。
And you still would not return to
me. 我想留什么？我们留意神说出这几个，你们仍不归向我。
That brings us to take note when God says all these, the several times that you have not returned to me.
你看到神。给他们的那个那一个管教的光景是一步比一步重。
You can see that the discipline God has toward them is getting more and more severe.
一步比一步更难担当。
And step by step is harder to bear.
但是他们完全好像没有反应。
But it's as if they do not have any reaction.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
现在就引起我们要注意一些问题来了。
Now we have to pay attention to some facts.
神为什么接二连三带四五六的那样子说，你们仍不归向我
？Why would God keep repeating to say that you have not returned to me.
当然这个话我们可以说是阿摩斯书上半段的那个最重要的那一句话。
And we can say that this verse is the most important verse in the first half of
the book. 也说出神在人中间一切的工作就是为了这个目的叫人归向神。
It tells of all the work of God is because of this, so that man will return to him.
特别是对他的选民。
Especially to his chosen people.
但是以色列人好像完全不觉得这里面有什么他们要留心的。
But the Israelites, it's as if they do not think this is something they should pay attention to.
但是弟兄姊妹们
The brothers and sisters.
我们常常提到神和以色列人中间他们那个关系是建立在律法这个基础上。
A lot of times we mention that the relationship between the Israelites and God is based on the law.
那么他们中间如果关系是对的话
If the relationship is correct,
神的祝福神的纪念神的供应在他们中间是不会停止并且是无限量
That God's blessing, his remembrance and his supply would not end and it has no limit.
但是如果他们当中发生难处
But if there's some problems,
哪怕那个难处只是一点点轻微的难处
If it's just a slight problem,
如果一个以色列人他们灵里面的光景是苏醒的
If the spirit, the spiritual condition of the Israelites
就算灵里头并不那么苏醒如果他们的魂里头的那个感觉还是不沉 不阴沉的话
Even if the spirit is not entirely enlightened but if the soul is not too dim
他们很自然应该有那个反应
Then naturally they should have a reaction
因为这个反应是贯穿在旧约以色列的历史的里面不住的发生的
Because this reaction links throughout the Old Testament
在整个以色列的旧约的历史的里面神不住的让这些事情发生来让以色列人去留意到他们在神的面前实际的光景
The history of Israelites throughout the Old Testament that God has led them to see that it has happened all the time
我们常常提到
that we often mention
在旧约的日子
in the days of the Old Testament
在以色列人在神面前的所过的日子
The Israelites, how they lived before God.
如果他们所活是活在律法的同意的底下
If they live under the law,
没有抵触律法
that they did not commit anything
against
the law.
而是按照律法的那个要求来活
But they live according to the requirements of the law.
神的祝福是不会停止
Then God's blessing would not end.
神曾经对他们说
That God has spoken to them.
如果你们真的是活得对的话
If you live correctly,
你们真是很蒙福的
Then you will be truly blessed.
你们不像在埃及的时候你要浇灌那个田地还要用水还要车水
That you would not be like when you were in Israel that when you need to irrigate your field, you have to use transportation.
但是你们活在律法底下活得准确的话
But if you don't live accordingly,
秋雨春雨就不会停止的
that the autumn rain and the spring rain will not cease.
你们的农作一定有保证丰收的
And then you will have bountiful harvest.
我们感谢我们的主
We thank our Lord.
并且神一再的给他们说
And also God continued to speak to them.
如果你们在神面前是活得对的话
If you live correctly before God,
敌人从一条路来攻打你们
when the enemies come from one way to attack you,
那个结果是他们要从七条路上来逃走
the ending would be they will escape through seven routes.
但是如果你们活得不对的话呢
but you, if you do not live correctly,
这个事情就要翻转过来
and it would be the opposite.
敌人从一条路来攻打你们
the enemies will attack you from one
route, 你们就要从七条路来逃跑
and you will escape through seven routes.
那弟兄姊妹就是是神和以色列人中间所立的那个律法的约的里头很明显给我们看得清楚的一些的原则性的东西
And this is some principles that we can see very clearly based on the laws and the covenant based on the law
那所以如果以色列人他们还尊重神的话
So if the Israelites, if they honor God
他们的 所居住的环境里头发生一些难处了。
And when some difficulties arise in the environment,
发生一些困扰了。
And there's some disturbance.
或者是天旱了没下雨。
Or there's a drought and there's no rain.
或者是有仇敌来骚扰。
Or enemies come to disturb them.
他们很准确的那个反应，应该马上回到神的面前来看，神啊，是不是我们在你面前有过不去的？
That the correct reaction was that they should come back to God and ask God if they have offended
him. 所以你允许这些事情发生在我们眼前。
So that God would allow all these to happen to them.
主啊，光照我们。
The Lord enlighten us.
给我们看见我们在哪个地方与你过不去，给我们悔改。
So that we can see if there's any wrong we have committed before you, so we can repent.
让我们回转到你面前来。
So we can turn back to you.
弟兄姊妹，这个是准确的那个反应。
And brothers and sisters, this is the correct reaction.
弟兄姊妹们留意了。
And brothers and sisters, take note.
当神在那里数算的他们，你仍不归向我，你仍不归向我，你仍不归向我。
When God continued to say that you have not returned to me, you have not returned to me.
这是神在他们当中已经说了两三百年的事情。
This is something that God has spoken to them for 200-300 years.
两三百年里边，神不住的这样给他们说话，这样给他们去认识他们的处境。
That God has continued to speak to them, let them see the condition throughout these 200-300 years.
他们在神面前所得的结论就是那么一句话：你们仍不归向我。
But the conclusion, the comment they got from God is this, that you have not returned to me.
所以到了阿摩斯这一个时候，神就宣告，神的鞭打要到了。
When it comes to the time of Amos, that God proclaimed that God's punishment will come.
等到那个日子一到，人就用钩子把你们钩走。
And when the time has come, that people will take you away with
hope. 也不是用什么太大的钩子。
And it's not a big hook.
这个真有意思，神说用鱼钩来把你们钩去。
It's very meaningful that God said they will take you away with fish hooks.
弟兄姊妹，你可以想象。
But sisters, you can imagine.
一般的钓鱼用的鱼钩有多大呢？
How big are the fish hooks?
没有很大的。
They're not very big.
我想那个时候还没有人会想到要到海里头去钓金鱼。
And I don't think at that time people would go to the sea and try to fish a whale.
他们大概还是在约旦河里头去钓鱼了。
They are probably still fishing at River Jordan.
或者是在死海里边去钓鱼了。
And fish in the Dead Sea.
那在那个地方钓鱼用的钩子，不会大到什么地方去了。
So the fish hooks they use would not be too big.
神说。
God said.
到了那个时候到。
When the time comes.
人就用钩子就把你们钩走。
The people will take you away with hooks.
小小的一个钩子就叫你们。动弹不得。
That this little fish hook would cause you to be bound.
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常非常严肃的事。
And brothers, this is a very solemn matter.
但是那一个时候的以色列人听得进去吗？
But the Israelites at that time, would they listen?
还是听不进去。
They wouldn't.
好，那神就给他们说了非常严厉的话。
So God spoke these very solemn words to them.
在没有看到神说那么严厉的话以前。
And before we look into these words.
我想就着神现在跟以色列人说这一番话的时候，给我们今天的一些个学习。
That I would like to share with you that when God spoke these words to Israel, what kind of lessons we should learn.
那是我们叫称为神儿女的人。我们怎么看我们所处的环境？
That we who are called the children of God, how should we look at our environment?
或者说我们怎么去对待神说的话？
And how should we treat God's words?
那当然在对待神的话的这一点上面，我们很容易领会，要么你就听，要么你就拒绝。
It's easy to understand how we should treat God's words. Either we listen to them or we don't.
你接受神的话，你就跟随神来行走。
If you accept God's words, you will follow God.
你拒绝神的话，也就是拒绝神的带领。
If you reject God's words, you're rejecting God's
guidance. 那这个我们是比较容易了解。
And this is rather easy for us to understand.
问题是
，But the problem is,
神手中所做的，我们怎么去体会它
？That how do we understand God's work?
我们曾经提过。
That we have mentioned before.
属神的人碰到难处，
people who belong to God when they encounter difficulties.
一般来说有三种的原因。
In general, there are three reasons.
一个是我们犯罪在神面前过不去，神给我们对付。
One is that we have sinned and that God was dealing with us.
一个原因乃是仇敌要在我们身上做一些阻挡的工作，不叫我们靠近神。
Another reason is that the enemy want to do some work of hindrance on us so that we would not follow God.
还有一个，那是神要提升我们受造就的程度，所以他也允许有一些困扰会发生在我们身上。
Another reason is that God wants to edify us to a higher point so that he allows some disturbance.
这是我们稍微提过一下的。
That we have mentioned this before.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
The brothers and sisters.
如果我们碰到有一些环境上的困扰的时候，
If we encounter some disturbance in the environment,
那我们怎么来看这一个困扰？
And how should we look at these disturbances?
我想我们都要学这样的一个功课。
We all need to learn this lesson.
首先我们到主面前来。
First we go before the Lord.
求主给我们光照。
We ask the Lord to enlighten us.
主，我是不是我得罪了你？
And ask the Lord, Lord, is that because I have offended you?
主，我是不是我在你面前现在站的地位不对？
Is it because my position before you is incorrect?
主啊，是不是我现在所要进行的一些个事情是你不够喜悦的？
And Lord, is it something that I'm about to do is not pleasing to you?
那如果是主没有给我们看到是我们自己这方面出问题。
If God did not let us see, is not letting us see that this is something wrong with us.
那弟兄姊妹，我们就应当有一个很大的安息在那里。
Then, brothers, we should have a great rest, a great peace.
尽管眼见的那个困扰或者是难处仍然存留。
Even though the visible difficulties or disturbance still there.
我们里面也该有安息。
But within, we should have rest.
因为我们知道。这些困扰不是神对我们的管教。
Because we know that these disturbances is not the discipline from God.
那既然不是这样，
so if it's not the case,
那剩下两样，
then there are two left.
那我们就要看了。
And then we should see.
既然不是我在神面前过不去，
so if it's not me that's not doing something wrong before God,
现在又发生这些个难处，
but these difficulties arise.
这个难处的来源在哪里呢？
And what is the origin of this difficulty?
弟兄姊妹，你晓得，神的儿女们所遇见的一些的事情，不是没有原因的。
And brothers and sisters, we should know that everything that comes upon to children of God is with a reason.
弟兄姊妹，你记得罗马书上说的那个话。
And brothers and sisters, remember the words in the book of Romans.
神叫万事互相效力。
That God's caused everything to work together.
叫爱神的人得益处。
So that it would be for the good for those who love the Lord.
那个万事不是一万件呢，我们都知道。
And when it says everything, it doesn't mean 10,000 things.
那是说每一件事情。
It talks about everything.
所有的事情。
All things.
神让所有的事情在我们周围发生，都是为着我们属灵的好处的。
That God caused all the things to happen around us so that we can benefit from it spiritually.
你说如果是神的祝福临到我们，我们当然知道那是好处。
And when God's blessing comes upon us, we know that's good.
难道一些难处发生的时候，那也是神的祝福吗？
So is it right that even difficulties is God's blessing?
神拯救了我们。
That God saved us.
他不是惨。不是有一个责任要常把我们放在他祝福的丰富的里头吗？
That doesn't God have this responsibility to place us into his blessing all the time?
弟兄姊妹们，
My sisters,
这是神对我们的心思。
This is God's heart toward us.
他巴不得把所有的他所有的丰盛都让我们去享用。
He desired for us to enjoy all of his abundance.
但是神从来没应许说。
But God has never promised.
我们所遭遇的事情都是满了神的祝福。
That all the things that we encounter is full of God's blessing.
你们要看到神有这样的应许，从旧约到新约赏赐给人的。
That you would not see from the Old New Testament to the New Testament that God has such promise.
你说为什么？神不赏赐那个祝福，他也起码不叫我碰到难处了。
And you might say that even God would not give us blessing, but at the very least, He should keep us from finding difficulties.
那当然，这是我们常常会有的一种感觉。
And this is the feeling that we would have.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神只是告诉我们。
That God only told us.
他要叫万事互相效力。
He said He'll cause all things to work together.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For the good of those who love God.
那也就是说。
Which is to say.
不管我们所碰到的事情是人看来是福气，或是人看来是困扰。
So what we encounter, whether it's blessing or disturbance, according to men.
那个结果神说一定是好处。
The results, God said, is for sure it's a
什么好处呢？
It's benefit. What kind of benefits?
要把我们与神的关系推前一步。
That will push us forward. The relationship between us and God pushes forward.
要叫我们对神的经历晋升一层。
That our experience in God will go deeper.
然后我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那因此弟兄说，虽然我们说我们有时会碰到一些的困扰。
So even though sometimes we encounter difficulties.
我们也知道不是从神那边来的。
And we know that it didn't come from God.
因为我们在神面前没有跟神有过不去的事。
Because we did not do anything wrong before God.
那这样，那个这是一个困扰，很可能就是仇敌对我们的阻挡。
So these disturbances could very possibly come from Satan.
那弟兄姊妹们，在这一件事上，我们就要有一点学习了。
Then we'll have to learn this lesson.
就是你怎么去应付这些从仇敌来的抵挡。
And how should you deal with all this opposition from the enemy?
我们不得不承认我们人的脆弱。
We have to admit the weakness of men.
很多时候我们碰到困扰的时候我们就发怨言。
A lot of times we will complain when we encounter difficulties.
然后我们就在神面前有抱怨。
And we will complain before God.
我们会在神面前质问神。
And we will question God.
神你为什么允许这些事情发生在我身上。
That God, why would you allow these things to happen to me?
神你为什么不救我脱离这些的困扰。
That why would you not deliver me from this disease?
各种各样的质问在神的面前会跑出来。
And there would be a lot of questions.
但弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
我们刚才提过了，如果我们灵里面是苏醒的。
We mentioned earlier, if we are alert in our spirit.
我们在神面前仰望主的光照。明明的晓得不是从神来的一些个困扰。
And we look to the Lord's enlightenment and that we know that it's not from God.
我们就必须认定非常非常有可能是从仇敌来的。
And we have to see that it's very possible it comes from the enemy.
弟兄姊妹注意这个，尤其是
especially
当你那个困扰没有让你回到神的面前去寻求那个原因。
And especially when the disturbance does not cause you to go back to God and seek after the reason.
只是叫我们里面不住的就是发生各种各样的心思上的骚扰。
And it only causes to have a lot of unrest within our heart.
甚至有受控告的那种情绪。
Even to a point that we are being condemned.
弟兄姊妹们，
and brothers and sisters,
你要知道了，
then you should know.
你现在已经有100%的把握，确定这一些困扰的源头是从仇敌来的。
Then you should be 100% sure that the origin of these disturbances are from the enemy.
那既然是从仇敌来的，那个源头已经明显。
So if it's from the Satan, the origin is clear.
弟兄姊妹，我们该做的就是拒绝。
And what we should do is to reject it.
抵挡他。
And to oppose him.
不接受他。
And not to accept it.
特别是有一些控告的那种心思在我们里边跑出来的时候。
Especially when there's some accusation within our heart.
我们靠着主的血和主的复活的大能去拒绝他。
We're according to the blood of the Lord and his resurrection, we will reject them.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常真实的事情。
This is there, it's a very real.
我们常常会碰到的。
A lot of times we can encounter this.
去年我去东岸的时候，回来不是跟弟兄姊妹告诉弟兄姊妹一件事吗
？Last year, after return from the East Coast, I told brothers this is one matter.
一个在东岸一个聚会里头，服侍主很有一点成就的弟兄。
That's a brother in a congregation in the East Coast that he has some.
因着一些事情，他整个人好像就落在一个受控告而出不来的那种光景。
And because of some matters, he has fallen into the condition of being accused or accusation, and he could not come out of it.
那么刚好我到了那一边。
And I was there.
那另外一些弟兄姊妹们就跟我提起他的事。
And some brothers and sisters mentioned his matter to me.
那也把他邀请来，我们一同有点交通。
And they invited him to have fellowship with us.
我听他。稍微诉说了一些事情以后
，So after I listened to him，
我就很明确地告诉他说，弟兄们，你要抵挡他。
And very clearly I said to him, you have to oppose him。
他说怎么抵挡
？And he said, how do I oppose him？
我也知道不对，所以我已经祷告，我一直祷告，但是那个骚扰没有走。
I know there's something wrong, and I kept praying, but the accusation never left。
我就对那个弟兄说
，And I said to the brother。
我说弟兄啊
，He said, brother,
你祷告，向谁祷告
？When you pray, who do you pray to？
你向神祷告。
Do you pray to God？
但是你要对付的是谁
？But who are you trying to deal with？
你对付的是撒旦啊。
That you're dealing with Satan。
你对付撒旦，去向神祷告。
When you're dealing with Satan and you pray to God，
你根本没有摸到撒旦呢。
That you have not touched him.
你没有碰到他了。
That you have not touched him.
他怎么会离开你呢
？And how would he leave you?
那他就说。
And then he said.
那怎么办
？And what should I do?
我说你抵挡他。
That you should oppose him.
你拒绝他。
You reject him.
你他说怎么对抵挡
？And said、so、how can
I oppose him? 我说他来骚扰你的时候。
That when
给你一个控告的时候。
When Satan comes to accuse you.
叫你心思在那里乱的时候。
So you cause you unrest
within. 你就在那里奉主的名宣告说。
Then you should proclaim according to the Lord's name.
我是属主的。
That I belong to
the Lord. 主的血已经洗净了我。
That the Lord's blood has cleansed me.
主也在我里面做我的生命。
That the Lord has become my life within.
我跟你这个黑暗的权势完全毫无关系。
That I have nothing to do with your dark dominion.
你现在来骚扰我。
Now you are here to disturb me.
我不接受你的骚扰。
That I would not accept your disturbance.
你赶快走。
That you leave.
他说可以这样吗
？And he said, can I do this?
我说为什么不可以
？And I said, why not?
那么第二天。
And then the next day.
又来，他又来。
And he came again.
他说我是这样做的。
I did as you said.
他还是缠着我那个心思。
But these thoughts are still with me.
我说他那么顽强啊。
And I said, is this that stubborn?
那我就告诉那弟兄说。
And I told the brother.
那这样的话。
If that's the case.
你就骂他好了。
You should yell at him.
他说可以骂他吗
？He said, can I yell at him?
信主的人可以骂吗
？That believers can we yell at people?
我说。谁说不可以骂
？And I said, who tell you you cannot yell?
问题就是看你骂谁和为什么去骂。
The question is, who are you yelling at and why you're yelling?
我就跟他提到主平静风浪的那一件事情。
And I mentioned to him about the Lord rebuking the waves and the sea.
主从船上起来。
That the Lord rose up from the
就骂风
boat,
又骂海
and he rebuked the wind and the sea.
弟兄姊妹们，你觉得奇怪吗？
Brothers, are you surprised?
风没有个格的。
That the wind does not have any character.
A personality.
A personality.
海也没有它的个格的。
And the sea does not have its personality.
你骂它有什么作用呢？
And what good is it to yell at them?
如同这个桌子，你骂这个桌子，那个桌子有什么反应呢？
As if you're yelling at this table, the table would not have any reaction.
它没有个格的。
That it doesn't have a personality.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
我们的主就是在那里骂海。
That our Lord was there to rebuke the sea.
就在那里骂那个骂那个风。
And to rebuke the wind.
要它停止。
And yell at them to cause them to stop.
感谢神。
Thank God.
主一骂。风浪就平静。
Once the Lord rebuilt the wind and the sea, they died.
门徒们就稀奇。
And the disciples, they were amazed.
这个人是谁呀？
And they said, who is
this? 连风和海都要听他。
Even the wind and the sea would listen to him.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
主给我们看到，当时他那个动作，真的是对付风，真是对付海吗？
That the Lord causes us let us see if he was dealing with the sea and the wind at that time.
我们说了，风和海都没有个格的。
We said that the wind and the sea they don't have personality.
说你等于对空气来骂。
So you're just yelling to the at the air. It's not the case.
主不是骂海，主不是骂风。
That the Lord wasn't rebuking the sea and the wind.
主是骂躲在风和海背后的那一个撒旦。
That the Lord was rebuking the Satan who was hiding behind the sea and the wind.
弟兄姊妹们，我们实在感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, we
thank the Lord.是给我们有一个把握。
Because his words give us assurance.
我们读雅各书第四章的时候。
When we read the book of James chapter 4, you can see very clearly.
那里主给我们一个把握。
That God gave us this assurance.
他说勿要抵挡撒旦。
He said, oppose Satan.
他就必离开你们逃跑。
And he will flee.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
怎么去抵挡他？
How can we?
轻微的就是拒绝他。
How can we reject Satan is to oppose him.
严重的就是骂他。
To put it more severely is to rebuild him.
就是要把他赶走。
So that you will cast him away.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那因此神的儿女们对于遇到一些个难处的时候，我们该要有一些个认识。
So the children of God, when we encounter difficulties, we should have this
understanding. 但是千万不要学以色列人。
But we should not learn from the Israelites.
以色列人在难处的当中，完全把神的话放在背后。
Because when they were in difficulties, they would just cast God's words away.
完全看不见神的手在哪里。
They did not see God's hand there.
所以引动神一而再再而三的给他们说，你们仍不归向我。
So they caused God to say repeatedly that you have not returned to me.
我们再回头再说那个碰到困扰的那第三个原因。
And let's go back and look at the third reason that we would encounter difficulties.
如果你看到不是因为罪，也不是因为撒旦的骚扰。
And if you see that this is not because of sin or the disturbance of Satan.
那剩下只有一样了，那就是神给我们的造就。
There's only one reason left, which is the edification from God.
那这个问题简单了。
And this is very simple.
不过你要从神手里头接过这个造就就不太简单了。
But it's not easy for you to receive this edification from God.
因为神要安排一些我们感觉是困扰的事情让我们在那里学功课。
Because God is there to arrange these lessons through things that we feel that they are disturbances for us.
如果你记得约伯的事情，你就晓得。
Versus if you remember the matter of Job, then you
know. 当然，约伯的那个问题是比较复杂一点，因为他有神的造就，也有撒旦的掺杂。
It's a little bit more complicated for Job because that's edification of God and also the disturbance of Satan.
但是我想，亚伯拉罕献以撒这个事情是很干净了。
But then the matter of Abraham said.Offering Isaac is more simple.
神说把你独生子你所爱的儿子以撒做燔祭献给我。
That God told him to offer his only son, his beloved son, as a burnt offering.
你说这个事情怎么好做呢？
And Moses says, how could he do this?
但是我们不详细看那个事。
And we will not look into details.
但是我们晓得亚伯拉罕听到神这样的安排的时候，他就从神手里接过来。
But we know that after Abraham heard God's arrangement, he accepted it.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
亚伯拉罕接上神造就他的那个手了。
That Abraham has followed God's hand.
神得着亚伯拉罕，也借着亚伯拉罕来发表他一个非常严肃的启示。
That God has gained Abraham, and through Abraham that he was able to proclaim this solemn matter.
那因为看以色列人在神面前受管教而硬着心肠，引起我们插出去说了这一段话。
That we were looking at how the Israelites were being disciplined.
我们回到阿摩斯书来。
And that we have all these matters to talk about.
以色列人在神的面前硬着景象，就是不肯。
And when we come back to the book of Amos, we see that the Israelites, they are stubborn.
神说了两三百年，你们仍不归向我。
That God has proclaimed 200-300 years that you have not returned to me.
神做工也做了两三百年，那个结果以色列人仍是不归向神。
That God has worked for 200-300 years, but the result is still the same that the Israelites would not return.
神在他们中间说的话是越过越重，所做的。所杀的手也是越过越重。
So the words and the hand of God is heavier and heavier.
但是以色列好像掩耳不听。
But it's as if the Israelites, they are covering their ears and will not listen.
现在神就说了。
So now God said,
说得非常的严肃了。
And said it very solemnly.
特别从十一节开始我们留意。
And starting from verse 11.
他说我轻浮你们中间的诚意，如同我从前轻浮所多玛、俄摩拉一样。使你们好像从火中抽出来的一根柴。
That I overthrew some of you as I overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, you were like a burning stick snatched from the fire.
那说出什么？
And what is
it? 已经下手下到一个地步，你们已经临近那个毁灭的边缘了。
That God's hand is so heavy that you are almost close to destruction.
但是你们仍不归上。
Yet you still would not return to me.
好了，神就说了。
And then God said,
接下去神就说,
and God continued to say,
以色列啊, 我必向你如此行。
Therefore, this is what I will do to you, Israel.
上以色列什么,怎么行呢?
And what is he going to do?
第二节,
Verse 2,
日子快到,人必用钩子将你们钩去,用鱼钩将你们余剩的钩去。
The time will surely come when you will be taken away with hooks, the last of you with fish hooks.
神说,
God said,
我必定向你如此行。
That I will do this to you.
那我们特别留意神说这个话。
Let's take note of what God said here.
因为今天我们读这一节经文的时候，我们是借用那一句话来说到另一方面的事情。
Because usually when we read this verse, we'll use this verse to talk about something else.
但是我们回到阿摩斯书的那个正义上面去的时候，
But when we look at the true meaning in the book of
Amos, 我们就注意了神说这一句话的那个准确的那个意思是什么。
Then we need to take note of the accurate meaning of what God meant when he said this.
他说以色列啊，我必定向你如此行。
He said that this is what I will do to you, Israel.
以色列啊，
Israel,
我既然这样行，
and because I will do this to you,
你当预备迎接你的神。
Prepare to meet your God.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
平常我们借用这句话来说到我们怎么去预备去见主。
Usually when we mention this verse, we'll borrow this and then talk about how we should prepare to meet our God.
当然我们借用这句话一点问题都没有。
And there's no problem that we can borrow this verse.
在原则上是，绝对是可以这样借用的。
In principle, we can borrow the verse.
但是这句话神当时说的时候，神的那个意思是什么呢？
But when God said these words at that time, what did that mean?
我们要留意了，神上面说，我既如此行，我既就决定了这样行。
That we need to take note that God said, I will do this to you for sure.
我一定会这样做的。
That I will do this for sure.
那这样。你们要怎么样来预备迎接神？
Then how can you prepare to meet your God?
弟兄姊妹，你留意，神说当时说这句话的时候，是告诉以色列人，你们准备怎样来 接受神的处置。
And when God said these words at that time, He is asking the Israelites, "How are you going to receive God's punishment or dealing?"
这里说到你预备去迎接神。
Says here, prepare to meet your God.
现在神要来做这样的一件事。
Now God would do this.
这一件事神已经明明说了是什么一回事。
And God has said very clearly what this matter was about.
你们是知道是什么一回事。
And you knew what it was about.
你们不必去猜。
And you did not have to guess.
你们也不必去这样的疑惑。
And you don't have to doubt.
你们猜神要做什么事。
And you have to guess what God was going to do.
你不必猜了，因为神已经说了。
You don't have to guess because God has already said so.
你也不要去疑惑。
And you don't need to
doubt. 神是不是只是说说而已？
Whether God is just saying it.
神说我一定是这样做的。
That God said I will do this for sure.
如果你们继续的不转回归向的话，
If you continue to not to repent,
我一定是这样做。
Then I will do this for sure.
如果我真的这样做，
If I do this for sure,
你怎么来预备迎接神？
How are you going to prepare to meet God?
弟兄姊妹，你看这里面呢？
Brothers and sisters, you can see within.
就有两个可能。
There are two possibilities.
一个可能就是接受神这一个毁灭。
One is to accept the destruction from God.
或者说不要说毁灭那么严重，接受神这样厉害的击打。
Or to put it a little bit more lightly, is to the severe punishment of God.
而另一个呢？
On the other hand,
及时，赶快悔改，回转。
Immediately, right away, repent.
而不叫神的怒气。向我们发作。
So that God's wrath would not be upon us.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意的。
But sisters, take note.
正是神就是那么严肃的对着以色列来说这番话。
That God was so solemn when He spoke these words to Israel.
你们要预备迎接你的神。
Prepare to meet your God.
因为这个事情出现是肯定的。
Because this matter would happen for sure.
那你要在恐惧、绝望的里头。去见神的面呢？
Whether you would see God in fear and despair,
还是当你见到神的面的时候，因为你们的悔改，神转过心意来，重新收纳你们，你们可以欢欢喜喜在神的面前呢？
Or when you see God because of your repentance, that God would accept you and that you will be joyous before God.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
就
是当时主对他们说话的时候，很明显的告诉他们。
And this is what God told them very clearly at the time.
你预备了。
Prepare.
你是准备接受神的击打。
Are you prepared to receive the punishment of God?
还是接受神的赦免。
Or to receive His forgiveness.
赦免也好。
What is forgiveness?
击打也好。
Or punishment.
能改变。这样的一个光景的只有一个方法。
The only condition to change this condition is that
趁着神那个击打的手没伸出来以前
before the punishment arrives
赶快回转过来归向神。
Immediately repent and return to God.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意到神当时对以色列的说的这一番话是非常沉重的。
My sister, take note that all these words are spoken by God to Israel is very heavy.
因为接下去接连在说到这方面的事情的时候，神说的非常的绝对。
Because when God continued to speak, He was very absolute.
神说你要预备迎接你的神。
God said, prepare to meet your God.
你要知道这位神是怎样的一位神。
You have to know what kind of God He is.
弟兄姊妹，底下神自己介绍自己。
And brothers and sisters, God continued to introduce Himself. It's very meaningful.
第一，神说出。
First,
我是万有的源头。
God said that I'm the origin of everything.
一切都是出于我，也根据我。
Everything is from me and based on me.
那现在我就要来处理你们这样的事情。
Now I have to deal with your matters.
我不单是万有的源头。
Not only am I the origin of all.
并且我是使人有盼望的。
But I'm also the one who gives hopes to people.
对不起，我走得太快了。我是把我的心意向人打开的。
That I reveal my heart to people.
我没有隐藏的。
That I would not hide my thoughts.
这个是神说出他自己。
And this is how God introduced Himself.
同时呢
，At the same time，
神说， 我也是使晨光变为幽暗的。
He's also the one who turns dawn to darkness.
那个意思就是说
，Which means，
我虽然乐意向人敞开我
，Even though I'm willing to reveal myself，
把我赐恩的定义来向人来说明
，And to reveal my will of willing to give grace to men。
但是我同时是
，But at the same time，
叫晨光变为幽暗，什么意思？
I'm the one who turns dawn to darkness.
使早晨变为幽暗，什么意思？
What does that mean by turning morning to darkness?
那是说出神不是只是施恩的神。
Which is to say that God is not only the God who gives grace.
神不单是他愿意把自己敞开给人的神。
Not only is he the one who is willing to reveal himself.
但是若是人不对的话
But if men are incorrect,
神也可以说我向人是关闭的
That God can say to men that I'm closed to you,
我叫人看不见他们前途的
That I would cause you not to be able to see your future
说出神管理的权柄
That tells of the sovereignty of God's management
还有一件事情
And also one more thing
我是在高处的
I am in the high place
那个意思是什么
What does that mean?
乃是说出神是在高处来观察全地的事的
That God dwells in the high place to observe what's going on
是他说是脚踏在地的高处
That he says he treads on the high places of the earth
只为晓得这个话就说出他的鉴察是没有一件事情可以逃脱得掉的
Which tells us that under his watching, nothing can escape before his eyes.
你回到上文来看
And when you go back to the text,
你就晓得神现在跟以色列人说的这么严厉的话是有根据的
That you understand that's a basis for God to say all these solemn words.
而不是神在那里随自己的性质我不高兴我就给你说一些严厉的话我高兴起来的时候我就给你说一些叫你感觉喜乐的
That is not that God would say severe words because he's not happy, or he would say some good words because he's happy.
不，神是说出。
But it's not the case.
我是鉴察全地的主。
That God said he's the one.
并且鉴察的非常的细微。
Who watches over the earth?
我不会无中生有来向你们说威吓的话。
That he would not just make up some things and to threaten people.
现在我是把那我鉴察的那个真相告诉你们。
That I'm telling you the truth of what I saw.
那你们自己好好的去预备。
So now you should prepare.
看你要怎么迎见神。
And see how you would meet your God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们是在看到我们的神在那里要执行他的管教的时候，他仍然留下恩典在那里。
That we can see that when God was about to discipline, He still have His grace left.
让他的选民不是依着神的宣告就立刻感觉我们绝望了。
So that His chosen people would not be in despair once they heard the proclamation of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
人给人的事情常常会给人叫人感觉绝望。
That man can cause another man to be in despair.
但是神和人当中的事情
But the matters between God and man
神绝对可以让人在绝处看见路
That God can still cause or let people see there's a way out with when they are in despair
像我们中国人的一句老话说绝处逢生
That in the Chinese saying that you can still seeA way to live even in despair.
人不能。
That man cannot do this. But God can.
所以神就在那里很严肃地跟以色列说了一些很重的话。
So God was there to speak all these solemn words to the Israelites.
乃是要让他们回转归向神。
So that they would repent and would turn to God.
整个阿摩斯书的上半段就是围绕着回转归向神。
So the first half of the book of Amos is surrounding this theme of repent to God, repent and return to God. God was not there to tell them to change their habits, to change their behavior.
改变生活习惯，那是从外面做工，这是做不出结果来的。
Because if they were to change their habits, it's just working from outwardly. It doesn't work.
这是神很清楚的，让他们晓得。
Now God is there to let them see very clearly.
他们出事的原因不在他们的生活和动作。
The origin is not in their lives.Or the behavior.
他们出事的原因是他们与神的关系出了大问题。
And the problem is because the relationship with God, there's something wrong with it.
你要改变这样的一个光景。
In order to change this condition,
你必须回到神的面前。
You have to return before God.
和神直接的去解决那解开那个结。
So that you can.And tie the knot or solve the problem before God.
弟兄姊妹们
My sisters,
我们是在感谢神
Indeed, we thank God.
因为他是存这样一个心思来向着悖逆的人
Because he has this heart toward those who rebel against him.
但是我们可不能像以色列人
But we cannot learn from the Israelites.
一直要把神逼到神非出手不可
That will continue to force God until he has to intervene.
这就是太愚昧了
And that would be too foolish.
我们求主救我们脱离这样的光景。
We ask the Lord to save us from this condition.
啊，虽然阿摩斯书是说到以色列和神中间过去的历史的事情。
Even though the book of Amos talks about the past history of Israel.
但是里面的那个原则和我们今天神的儿女活在今天仍旧是有作用的。
But the principles still work among those who live today.
哦，我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
虽然以色列是这样的硬着景象。
Even though Israel was so stubborn.
以致神在第五章一开始，你说神怎么说？
So that
我轻轻起个头就好。
It caused God to say what He said in the beginning of chapter 5.
神说以色列家。听我为你们做的哀歌。
God said, "Hear this word, O house of Israel, this lament I take up concerning you."
神要为他们做哀歌了。
That God is making this lament for them.
一面你看见神那么严重的来对付他们。
Then on one hand, you can see God dealing with them so severely.
但是另一面你看见神心里边也难，自己也难过。
But on the other hand, you can see God was sad.
但是神没有办法。不这样做。
But God could not help but to do this.
正如神在耶利米书的时候，借着耶利米对犹大说的话。
Just as God has used Jeremiah to speak to Judah.
我虽然爱你们。
Even though I love you.
但是我不能不罚你们。
But I cannot but to punish you.
现在以色列就把神逼到这样的一个地步。
But now Israel has forced God to this point.
神就这样对他们说：“你们来听我为你们所做的哀歌。”
That God said, "Hear these words, O Israel."
那底下就说到
，And then he continued
以色列的那个凄惨的情形。
He said how the sad condition of Israel.
那简单的说来
，To put it simply,
整个以色列只有十分之一的人能活着留下。
That only one tenth of the Israelites can be saved.
十分之九，90%的人都要在这样的一个给勾子勾去的事情上弄到没有了前途。
That 90% of the Israelites they would not have a future. They would be taken away with hooks.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
虽然主说到说话说到这样已经绝了，已经真的说到最绝的时候了。
So even though God's words has come to his last point,
你留意第四节。
We take note of verse 4.
耶和华向以色列家如此说。
This is what the Lord says to the house of Israel.
你们要寻求我，就必存活。
Seek me and live.
第六节。
Verse 6.
要寻求耶和华，就必存活。
Seek the Lord and live.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
虽然是两句。字句不完全相同，但是意义是绝对一样的话，神接连这样说出来。
Even though these two verses, the words are not exactly the same, but the meaning is exactly the same.
你就晓得， 这里面所说出神的心是怎样的牵挂着他的子民。
You can see how God's heart is so caring for his children.
一面说你们听我唱哀歌吧。
On one hand, he said, hear my words.
因为你们已经没有路了。
Because there's no more future for you.
你没想到，当神说了那么严肃的话的时候。
But you would not think after God spoke such solemn words.
神还在那里说，你们要寻找我。
That God continued to say that seek me and live.
要寻求耶和华，就必存活。
Seek the Lord and live.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
We truly thank our Lord.
一面我们看见我们的神存的那个怜悯的心对着他的子民。
On one hand, we can see the merciful heart of the Lord toward His people.
另一面你看到，除非真的是到了完全没有。一点的机会，神绝对不放弃他所要做的工。
Unless it's to a point there's no more opportunities that God would not forsake and not do His work.
正因为我们的神是这样的一位神。
And because our God is such a God.
那我们现在回头来看神整个的这。救赎的旨意的时候
so, like, now when we come back and look at the
我们真的是看见神是如此的来做成他的工
we can see God is work, his, do his work God does his work in this way that Adam falls
神没有放弃
that God did not forsake
亚当后代的人下去了
that the descendants of Adam fall
说的清楚一点挪亚的后代下去了。
To put it more clearly, the descendants of Noah fall.
神没有放弃。
But God did not give up.
等到亚伯兰被召出来。
Until Abraham was called.
但是他的子孙以色列人也是落到一个惹神怒气的光景。
But the Israelites, his descendants, they were at the point that they were angering God.
神也没有放弃。
And God still would not give up.
一直等到我们主来。
Until our Lord came,
把救赎带出一个新的局面。
That He brought out salvation.
但是我们就亲自经历这样的一段事情了。
That we have experienced this personally.
救恩把教会从地上呼召出来。
That salvation has called the church out of the world.
但是教会走过了这一千多两千年。大部分的时间也是好像跟不上神的心意。
But within this 1,000-2,000 years, the church is still not following God's will entirely.
感谢神。
We thank God.
他更不没有放弃的念头。
He still does not give up.
相反的，他做更紧密的工作。
On the other hand, he continues to work even more.
要把教会造成他所要的。
So that the church would turn into what he wants.
好引进国度。
So that we'll bring forth the kingdom.
好引进新天新地。
And the new heaven and new earth.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
从开头一直到永远，我们的神是这样来做工在属他的人的身上。
From the beginning to eternity, our God works like this on those who belong to him.
现在你看到以色列这一段的历史。他以色列把神逼到好像神不能再有做工的机会甚至是条件。
So now we look at the history of Israel that Israel has forced God to a point that as if there's no more condition for him to work.
神也宣告要结束他们。
That God has proclaimed that he will put an end to it.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
结束是短暂的。
The end is only temporary.
虽然是短暂的结束
Even though it's a temporary end,
但是神没有放弃
But God did not give up
感谢我们的主
We thank our Lord
以后我们看下去
In the future we'll continue
我们就看见神怎么没有放弃他原先的定规
Then we will see how God does not give up what he has determined
以色列是这样在神的旨意里头给保存下来
That Israel was saved under God's will
神的教会也是在黑暗无光的日子里面同样的 要给保存下来，同时也给建造起来。
And the church, even though under the days of darkness, will still be saved and also be built up.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我想我们今天晚上就稍微这样交通这些。
And this evening, we'll just touch upon this.
我们下礼拜我们再继续往下看。
And next week, we'll continue.
我们祷告一下。
Let's pray.